We continue. We're still on Simen Reish Nun Gimel, still in Sif Aleph. We're in the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that says that if something's been cooked to the level of Machal Ben Drusoy, or it's fully cooked, even though further cooking will make it better, you may leave it on the stove before Shabbos, and even on a tanur. And now the Shulchan Aruch continues. Afilu husak begefes ve'etzim, even if it is fueled with the olive refuse and trees, which will create coals. Afilu ein grufe ketuma, even if you have not cleaned out the coals or covered up the coals. Velo huskara grufa uktuma fuhusak bakash ukvava, and it didn't mention the coals going out, being removed, or it was heated up with straw and stubble and things like that. Ela kishehishil lihisbashal, only if it begins to cook. They haven't reached the level of Machu Ben Drusoy. Then there's issues. Then it makes a difference if you've removed the coals, etc., etc., how you made it. Okay? V'chein, and similarly, if you took the pot off from it, and you want to return it to Shabbos, it would be the same thing. All right, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah on that part, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. Velohi Gia. Okay, so that which is, no, what it means, 1 second. Velohuskara, 1 second. No, I'm saying what this. Velohuskara, 1 second. 1 second.
You only have to be concerned with the raking and covering.
I'm just trying to find the Rama over here. 1 second. Here it is. The low who's grufa to So okay, that which it mentions grufa chufa for the heter. Okay. All right. Velohi gia to oz. Okay, if you have not reached, again, mem aleph, velohi gia, you didn't reach machu ben drusoy. To oz chayshin and shem yichat v'chon, then we're concerned you're going to stoke the colts. Im husakas begefen ve'etzim, if you did fuel it with the olive refuse or trees or wood. V'gamin ena grufa min ha'gechol, and it's also not cleaned out from the coals. Membeis ubol achzir, and the same thing will be said for if you want to return it back to this stove. Okay, next. V'im shachach, and what if you forgot it there? V'shah tafshel shehizchul ispashel v'lo yigilu machu ben drusoy. And what if you leave a food there that has not yet reached the level of machu ben drusoy? Usser, you're not allowed to eat it. V'ein tzarech lomer, goes without saying you're not allowed to eat it. Imover v'shah, if you intentionally left it there as well. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Well, mem gemol. V'lo higia, if you forgot and left it there and it was not at the level of machu ben drusoy. To be gia, because if it reached machu ben drusoy, l'deya zu, according to this opinion, then he was allowed to put it there. Mutra filichachidah, then literally you may put it there, and therefore it'll be okay. Veneer, and it appears, le'inyan di'eved, regarding b'di'eved, yesh lahoris, to be machu ben drusoy, who shir shlish. Now you want to go to b'di'eved opinions, and how far does machu ben drusoy have to go? You could be lenient to say a third. Shiraba umdim bishitasu, because maybe we'll hold a third. Look in the El Yiraba. The question is, yeah, what amount do you have to be lenient if you left it there by mistake? Is it a third or is it a half? He's saying you can be lenient. Okay, mem dalid. If it didn't reach machul ben drusoy, you left it. Aser hainu afilu acher med matzi shabbos, even for other people until matzi shabbos. Okay, now the important Rama. V'nagu, and the custom is, okay, which opinion do we go with? We got the two major opinions now. Do you need it fully cooked and it doesn't get any better? Or this one third cooked? V'nagu lahokol kasvara hachrona, and the custom is to be lenient like the last opinion. Okay. Okay. And there's no mishabur on that one. All right. Fine. V'cholzeh, now all this is be'inyin shehiya, for leaving it on the stove before Shabbos. Shekter yosheves al kisei shel barzel, where the pot is sitting on a little chair of iron, like a tripod or whatever, al gabei avonim, or on top of stones. V'eino nogas b'gachol, it's not touching the coals. Avol, but now a whole other issue is coming up here. Avol hatmona al gabei gacholim liver koloser. But if you're going to insulate it around coals and coals are surrounding it, then everybody holds that's oser, because that's a whole different issue of insulation. Okay, we haven't even discussed insulation, which is not the main topic. We're just throwing that in. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We have to know what insulating is. Okay. Mem hey. One second. Where are we up to now? Mem hey. Al kisei shel barzel. Came pitput shel shel shulam. Like a little tripod of three legs. And the coals are underneath. That's fine. But if it's submerged in the coals, here, seems to hold. If the sides of the pot touch the stove, the coals, that is called insulation, with something that adds heat to it. Then it's prohibited even if it's fully cooked in his stomach for aloe, and even makes it bad, as we'll learn later on in Siman Reish Nun Vav, Siv Zion. Okay. That's that. Okay, continuing in the Mish Ramah. Hagah v'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, da'afil ima kadera omeres al gabi ha'esh mamish, even if the pot is mamish standing on top of the fire, kol zman shehi magula lamala, as long as it is open on the bottom, lo mikri hatmona, that's not called hatmona, vishori, and that's allowed.
Open on the top.
What?
As long as it's open on the top.
Shehi, what did I say?
Open bottom.
Okay, as long as it's open on the top, I'm sorry. That's not called hatmona, and that's allowed. V'chein aminig, and that is the custom. Okay. Let's see the mishabur on that. Mem zayin kolzman va'afili makdera omedes besocha tanur, even if the pot is inside the stove, tanur sosum, and the stove is completely sealed, la v'chlalat money, that's not considered insulating, as we'll see later in Simon Reish Nun Zayin, the end of Siv Dalet. Shehi megula mem ches, it's open on the top. Hainu she'ein mechasala bebegodim l'mal, you don't put any garments on top of it or cloth. Look later on in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. Okay, mem tes vishori, that it would be allowed if it's open on the top. Hainu tehu got rak v'chlal shehiya, that's only considered leaving it on before leaving it on the fire before Shabbos. Vishorin is permitted kinshvasal odyom, if it's been cooked already before Shabbos, kamachal ben drusoy, one third or one half. Vimashinogis varachmona, as we would have our custom like that latter opinion of the Ramah. Okay, continues the Ramah now. Vechein amig, and that's also the minig, that there's no insulation if it's open on the top. Rock, but but the custom is to remove it a little bit from off of the fire, so that a Jew can remove it from there. If he hasn't been removed from the fire, if it's on top of the fire on Shabbos, At any hood, you have to, you can remove it with a non-Jew. You can understand what the problem is, we'll see in a minute. If you lack any hood, if there's no non-Jew, mutli shol asim shem, a Jew can remove it. If you sorry, shikamach shem bin achas, if you're careful, take it softly, delicately, v'loy never call not to move the coals. Oh, this is the issue. If it's sitting on top of the coals, even if what we hold that's not hatmona, according to this opinion, you have to be careful when you move the pot, you can move the coals, and that would be like stoking the coals. That's why tell a non-Jew to remove it. But if a Jew does it, it could be a problem. But if there is no non-Jew, be extremely careful, gently remove it so none of the coals get moved. Okay. And now let's finish up on the next page. For us, and then, af imi enanan ketsas. But even if you move, you try careful, and even if you move just a little bit of the coals, that's okay. Even if they move a little bit, davar shemiskavenu, it's not something you intended, vishari, and then it is permitted. All right.
So all the restrictions we discussed before, to kind of...
Which restrictions?
You're not supposed to put it on the coal, you're not supposed to... put it directly on the fire.
This is from before Shabbos. It was there before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now, so
is
we're
the
there's two opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says there's an issue of hatmana. It's an issue of insulate. Ramos says if it's not covered on the top, that's not an issue of insulating. Okay, that's why crockpots is really no issue of insulating because it's open on the top. When you have a pot, a lid, that's a pot. What if you have a pot? Your pot is insulating the food? We have a pot on top of the stove. Is that called insulating? It's not called insulating. You'd have to put something over the pot.
Don't some people put foil on
it? But the crock pot is open on the top.
So the lid's not considered keeping
the crock. The lid is not part of the crock pot. It's part of the pot. The lid isn't adding on any heat. If I'd have to cover the top with a towel for that to be insulating it. It's
You're
no,
not adding to the pot. That's the issue by insulating. The top is not adding. It's part of the
pot. It's part of the pot.
Right.
So you're not insulating it. It's covered on all sides, but it's exactly the case, Shulchan. It's totally open on the top. Just like as Shulchan speaking with a pot. You're putting a pot in the oven, and you have coals around it. But he's saying as long as the coals aren't on top, because the coals are the insulator. The insulator has to be something other than the pot.
Yeah.
Then you could call every pot an every time you use a pot, it's insulating. No, you're putting something that adds heat to it, but you're maintaining the heat, but it's surrounding it. Crockpot does not surround it. It surrounds it on the sides and on the bottom, but not on the top.
You could put a towel on top of the pot.
That could be a problem. That could be a problem, because then it's totally being insulated. But of course, you don't need a towel when you have a crock pot, because it is already warm, right? I mean, it's no different than if you have a pot on top of the stove; it's fully cooked. It's going to stay warm.
I think some people are strict because the source of heat is in the stove, so they put a.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why. I understand why. It's not, there's nothing on the top.
Yeah.
If there's nothing on the top, then it's not an issue. It's not an issue. All right, where are we in the Mishnah Berurah?
None.
So move it a little bit off of the fire. Yeah, nun. Yesh asher misham. The kush is solely zor. It's hard for a Jew to be careful, sholi nanea gecholim, to not move the coals, based on Tilas as a clear when you're going to remove the pot that's on them. Nun alf mutli shol, but if you don't have a goy, then a Jew could do it. V'dafke kishol medes hakter al gabe kolim. That's only if the pot is on top of the coals, in a way that you don't have to move the coal. In other words, it's not that 100% the coals are for sure going to move. Aval gecholim munachem savik dera. But if the coals are surrounding around the pot, then you can't remove them. Because when he moves under those circumstances, you certainly will move the coals, even though you're not interested, but there's no way it has to happen. That's not allowed. Al deze, that through this, mavir hatachtonos, you're going to heat up the bottom ones, umachabel yonim, and you're going to extinguish the top coals by the movement of what you are doing. Yeah, shame is kamo, say, even if you don't intend, don't doing anything with that. It's still a psik ratio, it's something that must occur. It's, you know, it's going to happen for sure. Lafir and Yehudi, and even using a non-Jew, Yesh Machmer, said there's some who are strict to not have a non-Jew do that. And look in the morning, Avron, Elio Rabba. Okay. When we come on Salon Nira, it would appear the liturgical Shabbos is really needed for Shabbos. Yeshish Bechadasa Megillim, Aydei Yehudi, you can use a non-Jew and rely on that, even if it's going to move coals, a non-Jew is doing it. Vidin psicha satanar vestima, so in the law of opening up the oven or closing it, okay, al yidei ein Yehudi, through a non-Jew, will be explained at the end of Simon Reishon and Test. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. He's saying if you're opening up the oven, it's causing air to come in to the oven. So that makes the coals burn more. And when you close it, you're extinguishing the coals, because you're not letting the air to get in. So all these things are, so we'll see if you can use that with a non-Jew. We will see if that's allowed. Okay. This is all Shehiya. Everything in Aleph was Shehiya. Now we can either go to Beis or we can go through a ton of Pesukei Tshuvos. A ton of Pesukei Tshuvos. That'll probably take us 3 days just to go through the Pesukei Tshuvos. Like, look how many pages. Look how many pages. I'm turning. We did only one before. 1 second. Okay, way back when the Shulchan Aruch said if the food is raw and has not been cooked at all, since it's raw, you're not going to think about it anymore till the next day, and you could leave it even on a stove that is not, even though it's got the coals underneath, we're not worried you're going to stoke it because a raw thing, that you're not going to do anything with that. Yeah. Okay, however, now, so that was in those days. Okay, but if according to the ways of the cooking works and the heat of the fire that we find under the pot, it is possible that it could be fully cooked by the time you're reaching your Friday night dinner, which we have nowadays, then also lashos al gabayesh, you're not allowed to keep it on top of the fire, she'enu mechusaf, it's not covered, afilu einu mevushal klal b'chnisa Shabbos, even though it's not at all cooked at all, it's totally raw as you enter the Shabbos. So that's important. Even if you put it on a low flame.
So you cover it?
No, well, yeah, 1 second. So we'll have to see what you're going to do with that. But that's going to be the issue over there. But remember, that's only if it's possible that you can increase the flame. Okay? So if you put it in your oven, you can increase the flame. We'll have to see. There are ways that you have. Remember, you can do any of those things if you cover the coals or remove the coals, which means you're doing something that will make it not likely you're going to turn the flame up. So we'll have to see how that applies nowadays. All right? Let's see how that applies nowadays. But certainly nowadays we have ovens that can cook chicken in an hour. So if you're putting raw chicken into the oven, we're going to have to discuss this because, you know, you put it in the oven before you light the candles. The husband comes home an hour later. By the time he sends you kiddush, this and that, it's an hour and a half. And then the food's all ready. So now the issue theoretically is an issue. In the olden days of Gemara, we didn't have things that can cook that quickly. Now we do have things that cook that quickly, and therefore we'd have to be concerned that we have to create. Now remember, the whole halacha is different nowadays because we don't use coals. So you have to find a way, we'll discuss that, that would be like you've done something that will deter you from raising the temperature. We're going to discuss what that is exactly when you're dealing with an oven or if you're dealing with a stovetop. There'll be different ways of doing that. The oven, the only way you could raise the flame is by turning up the knob or pressing the buttons, whatever that is. So then you'd have to know, is there a way that you do it that you're not going to do that? Such as covering up the knobs, let's say. Or on top of the stovetop, using a blech. That's why they use a blech. Because you're using a blech, a sheet of metal over, that lowers the intensity of the heat. So that shows that you're not going to do that. So we're going to discuss. That's a separate Piskei Tshuva. He's going to get into that. But this is the issue over here. Now, but there is another. So since it's possible, but here's the point. So nowadays, since the heat does work very fast, and it's obviously there are ways you could turn up the knobs, so that's a way you can increase the heat, so that should be an issue. Okay? But what if it's not possible to raise the flame at all? And, okay, let's say you can't raise the flame at all. Okay? And according to the flame, it's not possible for it to be ready for Friday night dinner, then that's okay. Okay? Even if there may be other flames, but you didn't put it on that. Okay? Okay. Now, wait a minute. He has something over. I'm trying to figure out where this is. So, I don't know where this is going on. But what if you let's say, very simple, you're going to turn the urn on right before Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. You cook water? I thought water is not cooking.
You have cold water in the urn, and the urn is on right before Shabbos. Right. The water is cooking on Shabbos. You can't cook water on Shabbos. Okay. So now how long does it take for a full urn to get cooked up? Let's say 25 minutes. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, one thing's for sure, it'll be ready for your Friday night dinner. Okay, but why will it not be an issue with your most typical urns? It's got no knobs. It's nothing to adjust. Unless you have a real fancy one. I haven't seen one yet. The urn we have in the room next door, that's a pretty fancy urn, right? Are there any knobs to adjust? Can you raise the heat? No. So then that would be totally fine. Because what's the problem? It's raw. The water's raw, as it were, right? But even if it's not raw, there's no way, there's no coals to stoke. So then that would be permitted. For sure that would be permitted. Okay. The
problem would be if you add water.
Well, you already filled it to the top.
You're not going to add water.
That's something else. That's an issue in anything. That's in anything. What if you have anything on Shabbos? You have a hot plate on. I could put cold water, a pot of cold water on top of that and boil it. So you just can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's all. We're going to say because you can't. Are you allowed to put? You're allowed to have your oven on Shabbos. You're in the olden days for heat. You have the oven on the whole Shabbos, right? Well, you can't keep it on. Maybe you're going to put food in it. I mean, this goes to a certain point where you know you're not allowed to do that. You shouldn't have any fire in your house because maybe you're going to put food on top of it.
So
you can't do that. That's going beyond. The question is if the food's not ready yet and you'd be likely to turn the knob up to finish the food off. That's when there's a decree. That's the issue over here. Okay, so... All right. So that's the first point he brings down. On the other hand, there's another stringency. Let's say it's not raw, it's beginning to cook as Shabbos enters. And let's say now it's not raw, but there's no way it's going to be ready until after for the Friday night meal at all. Still, you can't leave it on the fire if it's not covered, because we say that you're only going to forget about food if it's totally raw, and then we don't make a difference. In other words, let's say it's not totally raw. It's been cooked a little bit, but it's not cooked a third. But there's no way it's not going to be ready before Shabbos. The rabbi set a low plug in their gzera, and they're concerned maybe you will stoke the coals. So then you'd have to do something to make sure it's covered up. Okay, again, you hear. It's, let's say you started it. It's 1/8 cooked. Okay? So not, and there's no way it's going to be ready for the Friday night meal. You still can't leave it on the stove if there's ways for you to turn it up or down. Because even though, but it's not going to be ready for the meal. Doesn't matter. When the rabbi said you're not going to think about it, it's only when it's raw. That's when they said the rule. So you can't, you know, change the rules. Even though the logic isn't there. But we make low plug. We make low plug because, you know, if it's part, when something's raw, it's raw, finished. Once it's not, it's been partially cooked, well, maybe this food partially cooked won't be ready for Friday night meal. But the next food you do would be ready partially cooked. Partially cooked is partially cooked. It means it's in the game somehow. So therefore, the rabbis only gave leniency when it's not cooked at all. Then you'll forget about it. Nowadays, even things that are not cooked at all, so in other words, we're going strict on both ends. You hear what I'm saying? When it's raw, nowadays, even though in the olden days, it would always be okay. But nowadays, since raw is possibly cooked for the Friday dinner, we're strict that you have to make, put it on a way that there's no way you could turn up the knobs or whatever. On the other hand, if it's partially cooked, even though there's no way it could be ready, then you can't. Now, where would that go into play? That would be, let's say, a crock pot. So if you forgot to put your crock pot on Shabbos, okay, there's a whole other issues anyway. So if you just put it in right before Shabbos and there's no way it's going to be ready till the next day, that's not a problem. Okay, let's say you put your crock pot on an hour before Shabbos. Well, an hour before Shabbos, it's already a bit cooked. It's already a bit cooked. Now what are you going to do? Okay, it's still not going to be ready for the Friday night meal, but it's not raw.
Make sure the adjustments.
So now you got to figure, okay, what are the issues here? Okay, well, the only issue is, can you turn up the flame? So how do you get out of that? Well, the simple way to deal with it is to cover up the knob. Really, it's a good idea all the time to cover up the knob. Now, again, there are those who would then say, well, no, you have to put this aluminum foil in between the thing. So first of all, the way I understand it is it could damage the crock pot that way. And again, if you're covering up the knob, you know, there's no way you're going to touch the knob. Like, I just don't see it. The knob is the only source of making the, you know, there are those who don't like that, but if the knob is covered, tell me how you're going to raise the flame. You're not going to raise the flame, period. They got now in the new, hot plates now, they have a thing where the new ones that have come out, that do have an adjustable flame, which will be a problem. So there's a little cap that covers up. It's a little hinge on a hinge, and the cap just covers up the knob. But that's perfect, because if there's any issues with an adjustable hot plate, which we'll talk about, when you put the knob, that little thing, the cap that goes over it, then there's no way you could turn it up.
Is there a problem with moving it closer to the heat on the hot plate?
I don't know. Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
That's not even possible. You can't
move anything. Okay. So therefore, he says, okay, we'll have to stop here. Remind me. We have to be right in the Piskei Teshuvah.